Transmission commence in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Level 7.
RandomChatter.com presents
the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Do you copy?
Perimeter breach.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case files.
Authorizing.
Just call us S.H.I.E.L.D.
Access granted.
Coulson, get back to base.
Welcome back, agents. I trust you've all been suitably briefed on the most recent encounter. We'll be your hosts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. I'm Director Shepard.
And I'm Director Stolte.
And you've been authorized to undergo debriefing on the most recent mission from Agent Coulson and his operatives presented to the public as a dramatic hour-long television series known as The Inhumans. That's right, we're here in an off week to talk about the exciting announcement that came out earlier this week, Josh, on November 14th, out of nowhere. I mean, literally out of nowhere. I don't think there was any clue that this was coming. Marvel announced that they are developing an Inhumans television series that'll be out next season. Next fall is what they're calling it.
Now, this is a change in plans for the Inhumans.
Big change in plans. They had originally scheduled, I want to say it was like a 2019, 2018, 2019 film. It was pretty much, I think, the furthest film out in the...
Was it the furthest film out? Okay, I didn't remember what order they went in, but I knew it was going to be a while.
Yeah, it was going to be definitely after Captain Marvel, and probably, I think, after Avengers 2, or Infinity War Part 2, whatever that is called. So it was way out there.
Now did that have anything to do with the Spider-Man Homecoming making room for that? Because that was kind of shoved in later on, wasn't it?
Yeah, because if I recall, Spider-Man Homecoming, since that's coming out next May, I believe they pushed they kept Thor where it was, but I think they pushed Black Panther back 6 or 8 months, which also bumped Captain Marvel. It bumped their summer, their July.
Their long-term plan kind of got shifted.
Yeah, just a little bit there. And we found out we've been finding out some other information about things that they've been shifting around with, borrowing characters from Fox and stuff like this. But the fact that they decided to take, what at the time had been a movie, and we're assuming, a feature-length film, so let's say, 90 to 120 minutes or something like that, and all of a sudden deciding to transition it to a television series, very, very surprising. Now, one thing became very clear from this, and I don't know how closely you follow Kevin Feige's announcements that he makes at Comic Cons and stuff like that. He's the executive producer.
Yeah. He usually texts me before he does those things just to see, clear it with me. That's how we're tight.
That's good. I mean, he's following the chain of command here, which is awesome. I think that's great. but he had mentioned this summer, someone asked him about the Inhumans, and he says, yeah, we're doing some great stuff on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think that's coming to TV. And everyone's like, people assumed he misspoke. I mean, there's so much stuff going on, right, that he's got to keep straight. And they assumed when he talked about the Inhumans, not lowercase the Inhumans as the characters appearing on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but as in capital the Inhumans as in the movie. And he mentions, I think we're doing that on TV. Everybody, I believe, assumed that he meant, well, we're using these characters now on television. And then he said something like, I think there'll also be a movie. And everyone was like, yeah, of course, that's what you guys have said. And that was only like a month or month and a half ago. And now all of a sudden we get the announcement. So let me just tell you what the actual announcement is here from Marvel. This is over from the official press release at Marvel.com. Mm-hmm. So it says, Marvel Television, a unit of Marvel Entertainment and Disney ABC Television Group, today announced an innovative agreement to exclusively premiere the new ABC series, Marvel's The Inhumans, in IMAX commercial theaters, marking the first time a live-action television series has debuted in this manner. Under this agreement, a version of a version of the first two episodes of the Marvel Television's new series, Marvel's The Inhumans, produced in conjunction with ABC Studios and filmed entirely with IMAX digital cameras, will run worldwide exclusively in IMAX for 2 weeks at the beginning of September 2017. ABC plans then premiere the weekly series in fall with additional exclusive content that can only be seen on the network. All right, so this tells me a couple things. First off, they point out that this is the first time a live-action television series has debuted in this manner. Not necessarily the first time a TV series has premiered in this manner.
Ooh.
Josh,
I know one.
Yes.
Star Wars Clone Wars.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, Star Wars Clone Wars had the first three episodes basically wrapped into a feature film that was released in theaters and then shown on, Cartoon Network, I think, at the time?
Yeah, it started on Cartoon Network.
Yeah. But, yeah. And then, so what the other thing they say is that it's going to be a version of the first two episodes. It's going to be an edited version of the first two episodes, and there will be additional exclusive content that can only be seen when the episodes are aired on television. So a friend of mine had texted me this, and I'm like, whoa, wait a second. What the heck is this all about? And then the announcement goes on to explain who the Inhumans are for people that don't know, a race of superhumans with diverse and singularly unique powers, which were first introduced in Marvel Comics by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby in 1965. That would be in the Fantastic Four comics. Since that time, they've grown in prominence and become some of the most popular and iconic characters in the Marvel Universe. This is the catch right here. Marvel's The Inhumans will explore the never-before-told epic adventures of Black Bolt and the royal family. Now, for those that don't read the comics and don't know, the Inhumans we're seeing on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, mostly generic Inhumans, except for Quake. Quake is a really pretty prominent character in the comics has been. I mean, that way, and she was designed that way. But up until, I don't know, what, the early 2000s, I guess, when people talked about the Inhumans, Black Bolt, who is a king, and his queen, Medusa, and you had Lockjaw, who is a teleporting giant dog, you had Triton, and Karnak, and Gorgon, and Crystal. And those were the main Inhumans, and Black Bolt is this really strong leader, but he can't speak because every time he opens his mouth, the sound waves from his vocal cords will decimate like mountains. Mm. And you got Medusa, yeah,
I have that same problem with gingivitis. That's
you should really make sure that you see your dentist twice yearly, just to clear that up. And then you've got Medusa, who's got really long red hair that she can move prehensily. Prehensily? Is that? I don't know. Like tentacles, I guess. And then Lockjaw, like I said, is this teleporting dog. Gorgon has like hooves. So he's kind of like a centaur or a satyr, I guess, more like, and has powerful kicks. Karnak is very much like Mace Windu. He can find the shatter point of any object. Triton is a amphibious Inhuman, kind of like an Aquaman, but looks more like a merperson, like the creature from the Black Lagoon, kind of, I guess. And holy crud, I don't even remember what Crystal's superpower is. She's basically, she's like the youngest one and ends up marrying Johnny Storm at one point. But that...
Wow.
Is so exciting.
So now, your description of the characters there is that is a perfect idea for a feature film in the movie theater.
Yeah,
right.
It's a family of superpowered characters, basically.
People who, in order to successfully pull this off, you know, you're probably going to need some pretty good CGI.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And I think they're making use of a lot of really good stuff right now on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's not feature level CGI, but it's really good for television. And I think it has to do with the way that it gets shot as well.
You know, I agree with you completely, but I also think that they make it work because of timing, you know, the amount that they put total. You know, they'll have little snippets here and there,
mm-hmm.
and it's not kind of an overall. Like, they don't have any main character that is always – that always has to be done CGI. So it sounds like in order to do this feature level of, you know, quality
– yeah.
They'd have to spend quite a bit of money on it. So I'm curious to see how they're going to portray these characters.
They're going
to
do it like they did the old Battlestar Galactica show where they, you know, the first couple episodes were in theaters. Oh, you know what? That okay. was a live action show that had, well, I guess it was more of a movie and then they adapted it for television potentially later. But they just keep reusing the same action shots over and over again. You know, so every time,
Hey, it worked. I love that show.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've heard a lot of people who are extremely excited about this because, of course, this means that we get an Inhumans movie next September. Okay, let me just let that sink in. An IMAX, completely shot IMAX Inhumans film, which will probably, let's see, assume it's probably about a 90-minute movie because if they're taking the first two episodes at about, you know, about 40 to 45 minutes per episode once you take out commercials. So we're looking about an 80 to 90 minute movie there. We're going to get that next September 2017. I'm just flabbergasted by this. But this has also brought up a lot of concerns by fans of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
What have you heard in that? Yeah, well, understandably, I guess... I don't know. I don't think people have a lot of trust in the studio for some reason, I guess. But I don't know. What have you heard or what are your thoughts?
I don't know that it's trust in the studio as in – well, yeah, maybe it is. You know, trust in that the studio will stick with it no matter what's kind of happening. So here's the things I've heard. Number one, I've heard that and even before this announcement, I've heard, you know, that the ratings are a bit down.
Yeah.
And it's a major TV series, so it's you know, when ratings go down on a big – show like this, a big, I guess this would be considered a tentpole show, maybe, then, you know, there's a bit of concern that it's not enough for the execs to mm-hmm. be spending that money on it.
It's a tentpole show in the sense of a genre show, definitely for ABC.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I've heard some concern even before this announcement came. So now this announcement comes, so you got to wonder, well, so are they planning on winding this one down because of ratings or whatever reason,
right.
and replacing it with something else that same genre, you know, so they're not being too risky there. They're not, you know, replacing it with a hospital show, you know, or another cop show.
Right.
But, they're still doing a comic book era, but it's different. And yet they have resources for this, these characters, I guess. You know, not these right. specific characters, but the group of characters.
Right. And also the fact that you've got Inhumans on the show. So would you really do a show called The Inhumans and keep Inhumans on the show? And what happens if you pull Inhumans off the show? Would
right.
Well, it would go back to being a lot more like the first season, which we know there's a lot of elements, you know, spy elements. S.H.I.E.L.D. is being reintroduced into the world and stuff. And we don't really have to focus on the Inhumans. I mean, technically, Daisy's really the only Inhuman on the show right now that we
as,
know.
As of. A main character.
As a main character, right. And we're being told that the new series is going to focus on the royal family, which is the... historically the core Inhumans group. And there's a lot of other characters that are involved with that. I mean, they've got their own supporting characters and villains and everything like that. So there's nothing – there doesn't have to be any crossover between the two. The Inhumans take place – well, they've lived in many different places, including the Himalayas, much like Jiang's group did back in season two. But they've also lived on the blue area of the moon, which is near the Watcher. Which, oh my God, wouldn't that be awesome if they like put the Watcher on the show or something like that?
Mm, that would be pretty cool.
So, but yeah, people are concerned that they're saying, well, this is going to come out in fall. So, well, is ABC going to make another space in their schedule alongside Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for the Inhumans when they didn't want to do Marvel's Most Wanted? Now, I would argue that Marvel's Most Wanted and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were almost the same show.
I would too. We never saw it, but we kind of knew where they were going, and that's what it certainly seemed like.
Right. It was, I mean, I would say it would have been more like a, not really, but just kind of a, for genre style, like a Magnum PI style show, a little looser, you know, more adventure with a smaller group of characters, where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a, you know, it's an A-team sort of, you know, larger scope, more characters, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Those are pretty horrible descriptions there, I think. But, you know, so, all right. So, yeah, there's a possibility. And like you said, with the ratings are down, people have pointed out that, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't on. Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't on last week because of the presidential elections, which is understandable. This week was a sweeps week. From what I understand, and it's not on. And then next week, it's not on, most likely due to Thanksgiving, though there are other shows that are, you know, new shows on Tuesdays. So we aren't back for two more weeks. So people are, you know, people have said, well, they don't really putting faith in this show because they don't even want to put it out during sweeps. I would argue that they don't want to put out an be off for a week, put out one episode, be off for a week, and then go back to their show. It's that they had done that in the first season. I think they had, like, something where they came in for one episode after being off for a couple of weeks and then they were off again.
Yeah.
And it just,
threw a lot of stuff off.
Yeah. It just didn't work. I mean, it kills the momentum for the storyline and stuff. So I would argue that's done for a different reason. So I don't think that, there is anything to worry about with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at this moment. And that's because in a follow-up report from the Hollywood Reporter, it says that the comic book studio, which previously abandoned plans for an Inhumans feature film, is now set to team with ABC Studios for an 8-episode live-action drama series slated to premiere in the fall of 2017. Few details are known about the project, including its producers, cast, and premise. The first two episodes of the series will debut in IMAX theaters for 2 weeks in early September 2017 before moving to ABC, where they will be followed by 6 subsequent new episodes. Now, I don't know what they consider fall. Fall starts in September, right? But yeah. Fall technically goes until December. So, in the same way that Agent Carter was an 8-episode series and a 10-episode series on its second season. Couldn't they do the 5th season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then, you know, late fall, they put when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premieres in you know, the end of August or whatever they normally do there, they then in September bring out the Inhumans movie in the theaters for 2 weeks. So let's say that comes out at the end of September. Already now we're into the middle of October. And then, you know, end of November, beginning of December, something like that, S.H.I.E.L.D. finishes up its first half of the season, and then we get an 8-episode run of the Inhumans, you know, through the winter break, and then come back for more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, an 8-episode series is not going to usurp a 22-episode season.
No, I don't think so.
It could start S.H.I.E.L.D. late. They could just do early September, come in October or late September and do the rest of the season, and then start S.H.I.E.L.D. just 8 weeks late instead of having it have a split in the middle.
Which is what they did last year, right, with Agent Carter when it was 10 seasons. I mean, S.H.I.E.L.D. started pretty dang late, if I remember right.
Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. had its normal premiere time. We got the first 9 episodes.
Well, right. I mean, they delayed in the middle of the season.
Right. Well, that for the previous 2 years, yes, that's what they did. They took a longer than average winter break. They took a 2-month winter break, basically, to show Agent Carter, and then brought back, you know, instead of having some other off weeks or, you know, things where they, you know, would show reruns or something like that, they just changed it around like that. So I think that is totally possible that these two shows will coexist, and there is room for both of them. And with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. being a 10 p.m. show, having an Inhumans show that would also air at that hour, you know, a later hour, I think they could really do a lot of interesting things with it. So,
yeah, me too. And I think they're setting it up to kind of see how it goes. I know that Hayley Atwell's new series did not do well, but I don't think that they were prepared to do another season of Agent Carter, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And now I think that they're using this in the same kind of thing to kind of test the waters a little bit. So we'll see how it goes. And I don't know. I think it might be on the table to test the waters for a replacement. But, you know, until we know more, there's really no way to know that for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't know if any of the producers from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be working on that show. I would suspect not, just because of the amount of manpower it takes to run this show. I know there are a lot of crossover between like the CW shows between different producers and developers and stuff like that. But I think ABC, they try to, you know, work on everything. And we've been having rumors of different writers, directors, working on television series. There's been the talk about the Cloak and Dagger series, which I guess has been postponed now a year, probably not to step on the Inhumans premiere. But there's been a guy, and I unfortunately don't have his name here, but they've been talking about how he's been developing something for television, but we never knew what it was. This could be it. So we'll be sure to keep you guys up to date on what's the situation with this. It's for me, I think it's really exciting because this is, along with Doctor Strange, which I really, really enjoyed, this was one of the other franchises I wanted them to get to because it's a family group. There's a familial relation. There's a married couple. There's brothers and sisters and relatives and stuff like that involved in here. And the fact that they're, you know, wanting to bring something like that, they wanted to move that out of what would have been phase 4, I guess, out there in July of 2019. We're in phase 3 of the Marvel movies now, and I think the end of Infinity War signals the end of phase 3. So the other thing you have to think about is, what is Marvel doing? They've removed kind of a family movie, a movie about a family, from phase 4. So what other sort of family phase 4 movie could potentially be out there in the future? I think we'll just have to stay tuned and keep thinking happy thoughts about that.
That's right. That's right. Okay, interesting. Maybe we can speculate on that a little bit.
Spider-Man, I think, was just the beginning. And we keep hearing about, you know, them, Marvel and the other studios kind of reaching across the aisle to each other here. So I think there's the potential for the first family of Marvel to probably return to the movie to the movies and done in a proper way. So anyway, any final thoughts on the series or anything else you want to say about Inhumans?
I'm stoked to see how they do this. It sounds like they're even filming there. So they got the IMAX thing, but even the IMAX TV series is going to be filmed completely with IMAX cameras. So I'm curious to see if they take ideas that they had planned for the movie originally and now they're going to put them in this, or if they're just starting from scratch with a new canvas and a new paintbrush and going in a different direction than they had planned. But it's going to be a kind of a cool experiment.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see it. I'll also be excited when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back. So we just have to wait a couple more weeks for that.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. So, yeah. So, well, hey, thank you guys for joining us for this quick little episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. We hope this news was exciting to you and that you'll join us again in 2 weeks as we discuss the next episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files.
That's right. And you can leave some feedback for us on iTunes if you like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, all of our shows, including this one. And hey, if you want to contact us, I'd love to hear what you guys think. How do you feel about everything that's that's going down here with the Inhumans, send us an email, shield@randomchatter.com, or you can tweet at Agents Podcast. Let us know over there. Or, of course, our Facebook page is facebook.com/agentspodcast.
And if you are interested in the shows that we do, you can check out the other shows that the other podcasts that Josh and I work on here, Green Justice, an Arrow podcast, and Scarlet Velocity, a Flash podcast, all via randomchatter.com. And the shows are also available in the iTunes Store and through Stitcher for Android or iOS. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please be sure to tell your friends about us. That's one reason we like to keep doing these shows is that people give us feedback. They're sharing us with their friends. People seem to enjoy it. So we are very pleased with that. So for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, this is Jay.
And this is Josh.
Signing off from Level 7. This podcast is not endorsed by ABC Television or Marvel Entertainment. The official website for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can be found at www.agentsofshield.com. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and related elements are copyright Marvel Entertainment, LLC.
Transmission terminated.